An increase in whooping cough cases in Okotoks has prompted a warning from Alberta Health Services, Oz. Oz said 17 cases of whooping cough, also known as pertussis, have been identified in the Okotoks area since November, and the agency issued a health advisory on March 12. All cases were locally acquired, and one person needed to be hospitalized, Oz said. Since November, 39 cases of whooping cough have been confirmed in the Calgary zone, including those in Okotoks. Oz said pertussis is a bacterial infection that causes severe and prolonged coughing that lasts for weeks. Infants 1 year and younger are at greatest risk of serious complications, including pneumonia, convulsions, brain damage and death, Oz said. The illness starts with a runny nose, sneezing, fever and mild cough. Within a week, the cough will usually become more severe with repetitive coughing spells. In younger children, these coughing spells are usually followed by a whooping sound when inhaling, and vomiting after a coughing spell is common. Oz advises anyone who thinks they have pertussis to stay home and call a family physician or 811 before seeking medical care. Those with confirmed cases should stay home until 5 days of treatment with antibiotics have been completed. Oz said immunization is the best way to protect against and limit the spread of pertussis, along with regular handwashing, covering coughs, staying home when sick, and not to sharing drinks, food or cutlery. Oz said pertussis immunization is safe and effective and is free of charge in Alberta for children under 18 years of age, those in the third trimester of pregnancy and adults who have not had a tetanus booster in the past 10 years. Pertussis vaccine in Alberta also protects against tetanus and diphtheria. For more information about vaccines, to check if you are up to date on your vaccines or to book a vaccine appointment, contact HealthLink at 811.